Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
We're going to the beach. That's a good thing. And later, in fact, we'll tell you about the Friends of Chicago Animal Care and Control is having a fundraising boat ride that goes out on Lake Michigan, up and down the Chicago River, that you can take your dog on. I love it. The same people who began the dog cruise, which I'll talk about in a little bit. But first, I say good morning to Paul Fehrenbacher. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Steve.
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me.
You look all suntanned and all that. Your job is to be out on the beach. That's not a bad gig.
Yeah, I've got some tan lines to prove it here.
Yes, you do. So tell me about Mutt Jackson, because your name is neither Mutt nor Jackson, but yet tell me about this place.
Mutt Jackson is a place for Chicagoans to go and live life to the fullest with their dog. So Montrose Dog Beach in and of itself is fantastic.
It is. So I want to talk about that for a moment. For those who have a dog and haven't been to the dog beach, first of all, the dog beach is considered like one of the dog parks or dog-friendly areas in Chicago. So you need a tag, which is something I'm all for, because that means your dog has been vaccinated to ensure that all the other dogs, we hope, at the dog beach or at the dog parks have been vaccinated appropriately for certain vaccines. So that, I think, is a good thing.
That's right. And it only costs $10 to get it for the entire season.
Right. So I'm all about that. But once you have that, you can come in from Elgin. You can come in from Arlington Heights. You know, so some of the suburban dog parks, you have to live in that community. But that's not the case here. It's for everyone. Certainly if you live in Chicago, if you live in Harvey, Illinois, if you live in New Orleans and you're here with your dog, you can have fun at the dog beach. Montrose Dog Beach is actually, I think, as large as Montrose Beach for people, which is just south of the dog beach. It's about the same size.
It's actually cleaner too, because the people that go there actually really pick up after their dogs.
Do you find that people are responsible?
Incredibly responsible, for the most part. You have thousands of people going there, so even if it's 1%, but by and large, it's one of the best places to take your dog.
You're also on the dog beach board, I believe, right?
The Mon Dog Board.
Yeah, yes, yes. Do you have that on your resume?
It's on my LinkedIn page.
CEO of Dog Beach. I like it.
No, I don't know about that.
Or at least on the board of directors.
No, I'm on the board.
And the other nice thing about Montrose Dog Beach is there are places for dogs that are the Newfoundlands, the Labrador Retrievers. I mean, the really heavy-duty swimmers. They can go out, and it is way above their head, the water. And you have to be careful as a dog owner, you know. I mean, I've seen dogs follow that tennis ball, and they're going in the wrong direction. They're getting really tired, you know, because they've been doing this for an hour now.
And they don't want to stop. Yeah,
they keep going and going, and you don't want them swimming the wrong way either. But for the most part, things are safe, and they're fun, for sure. But then you have all these little sandbars. So for people with dogs that are vertically impaired, is that a politically correct way to say it?
We'll have to ask the chihuahuas.
Yeah, the little toy dogs. There are places for them to just wander into the water to get sort of a taste of the water without going under.
That's right. Yeah, for sure. And some dogs just hang out on the beach and don't go on the water at all and still love it.
Yeah, because they just want to run back and forth on the beach.
You got it.
So way back early on, when there was a group of us that helped to create these, we thought people would police it themselves, if you will. They would be responsible. So if there's a beach bully or a owner who's just sloppy about either not picking up after the dog or leaving their lunch there, you know, that others at the dog park, for that matter, or dog beach would say, hey, got to pick up this stuff, or hey, that dog is being a bully. Get the dog out of here. I mean, is that the case?
Yeah, you know, dog owners, for the most part, are very responsible, and they're not afraid to speak their mind.
That would be true.
There are some
after
people.
After doing this show as long as I have. And by the way, speaking your mind, you can. Or ask us a question at 312-981-7200. Same thing to text us, same number, 312-981-7200. 981-7200.
If you do have issues on Montrose Dog Beach, our Facebook page, the Mondog Facebook page, is very active, so we try to take care of issues that people bring to our attention there as well.
Yeah, or just questions people have.
You got it.
So one question I have is you go to the beach, there's sand at the beach, and all that sand gets in your dog hair, and not your personal dog hair, I mean your dog's hair, and you come back home, and you either have a really sandy, dirty dog that's going to be running all over your house, so you have sand all over your house, you've got to find a place, ideally, to wash off your dog. Now, I guess it's a bit easier if you have that Chihuahua you mentioned. You just bring your dog right into the bathtub, or for that matter, maybe even a sink. However, for most dogs, what do you do? Well, you've come up with a solution.
Yeah, 5 years ago, I reached out to the park district and asked if they had any intentions of putting in a hose, and the infrastructure there wasn't great. So to run water over there would have been a major undertaking. And the reason I reached out is because I got tired of getting my car all sandy after going to Montrose Dog Beach multiple times a week. I mean, there was a line item for car washes in my budget. and when I heard that there was no immediate plans to put in the hose, I asked if, very naively, if I could put in self-service dog wash stations and pay for the infrastructure to run the water over. And that was 5 years ago.
So the park district didn't want to pay for that. You ended up, was that, I don't need to know a dollar amount, but what is the dollar amount?
It's significant.
Really?
But
so you had to do all that infrastructure work.
We did. We paid to run the water over. Alderman Kappelman's office, to his credit, helped out a little bit with that, but the vast majority of it was spent by the Mutt Jackson team. And we did so, of course, we wanted to try to recoup our costs, but we knew that people would love the ability to wash their dogs there. And so over the course of 5 years, we just kind of checked the boxes of everything that was required to open up what we now have as Mutt Jackson at the Chicago Park District's Montrose Dog Beach. And we did it. So on June 9th, we opened up to the public, and the public's response has been outstanding. People love these dog washes.
Oh, yes. Yes, because you take your dog to the beach, and it's everything I said. I mean, what do you do with that dog when you get home? Or even on the way home in the car, you have an awfully dirty dog. I remember, in fact, I've said, you know, and I've talked to other people who have said this, I wish there was a place, you know, where we could rinse off our dog. And there wasn't. You just had to do it when you got home, and that wasn't the best solution, you know?
Yeah, some people tried to towel off their dog, but it was a stopgap solution. At some point in time, dog washes had to come to Montrose Dog Beach, and I'm thrilled Mutt Jackson could help make that happen.
Yeah, so we'll talk about how that works. Is it a drive-through, and you have those things that hang down? We'll talk about that. The name Mutt Jackson? I want to talk about that as well, and much more, including more about the dog beach and dog beach etiquette. Some text questions, several, and several via our Facebook page as well. So check me out on Facebook, because you have to like me. Please like me. That's the only place you can be liked. Facebook.com / Steve Dale Pet World. Mike says, I've noticed folks posting camps at the dog beach, and this has caused territorial issues in a place that is supposed to be neutral. So the dog beach is Switzerland. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Do you know what he's referring to? Like Camp Dogwood, where you go? I don't know how many dog camps there are. There aren't that many in the area.
I'm taking a guess. Some people kind of set up shop at the day at Montrose Dog Beach, pitch a tent, bring the cooler.
That kind of camp.
That's what I'm guessing.
Maybe.
I
don't know, Mike. We don't know what you mean here.
The one thing I can say about that is that human food's not allowed on the dog beach. It's discouraged because it can cause territorial issues. So you can set up camp, but just leave your peanut butter sandwich at home.
Yeah, so people do. They come out. And the other thing they do, people without dogs set all their thing up because they prefer it over the human beach. I don't know why. Maybe they get their dog fixed that way. And I've seen them set up these things. And once in the process of setting it up, so the person pitches and has all these chairs set up nicely, and all these dogs run by, and it's all knocked over. And then the dogs run by the other way as she is putting them back up, and it's all knocked over again. Via text, what else happens at the dog wash? Do you sell products like dog treats or dog food?
We do. We sell dog toys and treats. We just started to carry a local dog ice cream called Arf Scarf that we sell out of almost every Saturday and Sunday.
I don't even know that product.
Peanut butter bacon is a top seller. Dogs love it.
I'm sure they do.
I'm going to try it someday.
What's that called?
Peanut butter bacon dog ice cream.
No, the
Arf scarf.
Arf scarf?
Yep, Arf
I've
scarf.
I've not heard of that. This is WGN Radio, 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. We're talking about Mondog Dog Beach. And just as you walk in, or just as you leave, right at the entrance slash exit, you are. It's called Mutt Jackson. It's a dog wash. Mutt Jackson, because?
Mutt Jackson. It's named in homage to my grandfather, who had
He was a mutt?
He was a mutt at heart, right? What matters is your heart, not your breed. Everyone liked him.
Okay.
So a mutt in the best way. No, Jackson. So I'm Jack's grandson, and we created the persona of Mutt Jackson. It's a person that can get along with everyone at a black tie event, or you put them in a very low-key type of situation, and like a good-hearted dog, Mutt Jackson's going to be your friend. So I'm Jack's grandson, and then we just kind of wanted to embrace the Mutt persona. It doesn't matter what your breed is. It matters what your heart is.
So I mentioned Gatorade before when I was screaming about the tax on sweetened and it turns out unsweetened beverages, and Tony Preckwinkle will be here after 8 o'clock to talk about it. But I do have a text that wonders, is there a Gatorade for dogs that you sell? So the dogs have, it's a good question, because the dogs have been running back and forth on the beach. Dogs, it turns out, need electric lights, just like we do. That's true. I don't know that there's a Gatorade product for dogs.
Not that I know of.
Me neither.
There's beer for dogs, but
there is.
I don't know about Gatorade for dogs.
Wonder how you know about that, actually.
We don't sell that at Mutt Jackson yet.
So what's your background? How did you think, all right, from what I did before, and you'll tell me what that was,
right,
I'm now going to do this.
I've always loved dogs. I mean, I harped on my parents since I was a little kid to get a dog. They eventually caved in when I was 6 years old. But I'm also an entrepreneur at heart, and it took me a long time to figure that out. I actually was in my third year of medical school before I came to terms with Paul's meant to be an entrepreneur.
So you could have been a doctor, and then you said, no, that's silly. I'm going to run a dog wash. What did mom say about that?
There was one company in between Mutt Jackson and the dog wash that was medically related, but to answer your question, even when I said I was going to start this medically related company, they thought that I was kind of cuckoo.
And now?
And now I think people realize I'm doing what I'm supposed to do.
This is what I'm meant to do. So several people have texted in. It's a fair question. How much do you charge for the dog wash?
It's $10 for the dog wash, and that includes everything. So you can rinse, shampoo. There's even a flea and tick shampoo and condition option, and there's a blow dryer hose.
Ah.
So kind of like a car wash, you're going to have two hoses. One has a blue hose, and that does the rinse. It also does the suds for your shampoos and conditioners. And there's a separate black hose. It's a blow drying hose, and you have a high low setting for that. So over the course of 10 minutes, you just rotate the dial to whatever setting you want to get a clean dog.
And how do you get a 75-pound dog into the dog wash?
Sure.
Describe what it looks like.
So the dog wash, it is a stand-up. It's about 8 feet wide, 6 feet high. There's a big door that opens on the front. So
if
you
just walk into it?
If you have a big dog, they can step up into it. If you have a small dog, you just set it over the door inside. There's a place to connect a collar on either corner so the dog won't jump out of the dog wash and is safe. And then you put in we accept credit cards. We also accept cash, mobile pay. And this week, we're going to launch an app. So people who go to Montrose Dog Beach a lot, some people go there 7 days a week. There's one guy who goes there 3 times a day, 7 days a week.
What?
That's a lot of dog washes. So not everyone wants to pay $10 every time they go to the dog beach. So we're going to launch the Mutt Jackson app this week where you can buy packages of dog washes and bring the price point down to as low as $5 dog wash.
Oh, that's a great idea
for
people who go regularly, which I could see.
You got it.
3 times a day? I don't know. It's got to be exhausted dogs, I think.
It's
a lot of swimming.
The gentleman's name is Steve. I promise you, he goes 3 times a day with his 2 dogs. It's like clockwork.
He must live nearby.
He does live nearby.
Yeah, that partially explains it. So it's a great thing. I love Montrose Dog Beach. I want to thank you, actually, and those who oversee the care of it. I know James Kappelman was involved and continues to be involved to making sure the place run smoothly, because years ago we had trouble selling this idea to the park district that there could be a dog beach.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah. And it's so on a busy, I don't know that you'd have a number for this.
I think I do.
All right, we'll see. On a busy Saturday or Sunday afternoon, like maybe today, when the weather is perfect,
mm-hmm.
How many people do you think come out there with their dog?
Oh, on a Saturday or Sunday?
Yeah.
Thousands.
Yeah.
It's nonstop. Like, in and out, in and out the entire day.
Yeah, it's certainly utilized by Chicagoans and other people too. So
right now on a Saturday or Sunday, and we, mind you, only have two dog washes. We're getting a third this season. We're washing 150 dogs a day on a Saturday or Sunday with two dog washes.
So has it been profitable?
We're on course to be profitable. There are a lot of upfront costs, yeah. But it's all worth it.
All right. Paul Fehrenbacher of Mutt Jackson. I know that you have a Facebook page.
We do. Mutt Jackson, yeah. And Instagram.
Yeah, yep. Of course. Thank you very much for coming down this morning and getting up early, but you probably are accustomed, I imagine, to getting up early.
I am. Thank you very much for the opportunity, Steve, and all your support for Montrose Dog Beach.
Oh, I'm a huge fan, as you know. Well, a week from today, there will be a boat cruise, as there is on every Sunday. But this one proceeds Chicago Animal Care and Control. Actually, the Friends of Chicago Animal Care and Control. Mercury's Chicago Skyline Cruise Line boat ride. You could bring your dog to this. There's a pre-pawty, P-A-W-T-Y, that begins at 11 a.m. The cruise begins at noon. It continues to 1:45. I'm going to post about it on my blog, and also we're going to bring an adoptable pet in from Animal Control on Monday morning with Steve Cochran, tomorrow morning with Steve Cochran at 9:30, I believe we're on, with the cutest dog you ever saw that I guarantee you will want to adopt. And we'll talk more about this boat cruise, but I'm all for it. For Friends of Chicago Animal Care and Control, the great people at Mercury Chicago Skyline Cruise Line are doing that. And again, I'll have much more information up on my blog, and that is stevedale.tv.